McMurray in the Allstate Skyline Studios. We all love to travel, don't we? We all love it. Our next guest is a travel expert. You can follow her on Instagram. She is an unbelievable follow on Instagram. I love it. She is an author and a travel expert for the New York Times, where she wrote 5 summer programs for teens that teach empathy through community service. It's Amy Tara Koch. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to see you.
Thank you.
It's interesting. We just had Tim Shriver on, and you wrote this article about, programs for teens.
Yeah, it's funny. I was listening to the interview, and just my own experience this year, there was just kind of a trickle-down indifference. I'm sure so many parents can relate to coming down from the White House, and it was really making me feel as if I needed to research and sign up my 2 daughters, who are 16 and 12, for a summer program where they were really learning about empathy and giving back and community service. So as I started researching, I found all of these incredible programs that went from very light volunteering to more hardcore volunteering. So I pitched it, and I wrote this story, and it's really nice to shed a light on the type of travel that inspires kids.
Did you grow up doing programs? Did your parents get you involved in things like that?
No.
Really?
Not really. I mean, we do a little bit. I feel it's so important as a parent. I've learned as I've gone along. So
My mother had us volunteer for everything. You name it, we volunteered for it.
That's so great, though.
And she had us help the old woman down the street. I used to mow her lawn, never got paid for it. We used to help out at bingo. I mean, we were always volunteering.
Well, that's great. I mean, hasn't it affected your outlook?
It makes me want to do more charity work, which I'm involved in so many charities right now. But I want to get my son involved, who's 12, and we try to do things in our community, especially in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. But, kids need to get more involved.
Yeah, for sure. And yet when in high school, like my daughter's she's in the Key Club. And so this fed really nicely into that. And I'm hoping that change maker spirit will kind of come back with her into the school year, the coming school year.
Are you a helicopter parent? Because
no, God,
I feel like there's so many helicopter parents that don't let their kids do much of anything except go to school, get good grades so you can go to a good high school and go to a great college and get a good job.
You know what? My husband and I really believe in giving them the tools, and then we're like off in Pilsen out to dinner. I'm in Paris for the weekend.
Right, that's your job. kids have to take the baton and run with it nowadays.
Yeah, they have to. And, you know, that's, again, one of the reasons I wanted to write this story. And these programs teach you how to give back and are really going to inspire you to do more. I mean, here in Chicago, we've volunteered at the Ronald McDonald House. There are various food pantries.
Yep.
Even do lemonade stands, and then we've given money to the school or to refugee programs. I mean, there's tons and tons of ways to get involved, and the schools are really CPS. My kids go to CPS, is really active with that.
Chicago Food Depository has programs where you can bring kids out and learn about the entire process and where the food goes and pack food.
Yeah. Well, one of the programs I wrote about, Me to We, my daughter got more involved with that, with the baking. Remember, she made you the lemon squares?
Oh, my gosh.
So she raised enough money. We sent a check for $550. And what was so wonderful is the organization sent an email saying, your $550 went to a community in Kenya for women, directly impacting their water supply, clean water, some medical care. And now she wants to keep half the money herself, that she's going to give half to Me to We during the school year and keep baking for good.
Well, explain to people what she did, because you came in, what was it, 2 months ago?
Yeah.
Or 3 months ago? I can't even remember. A few months ago.
Last week.
And you said, hey, my daughter Brett is doing this program and she wants to pitch you on it. I'm like, fantastic. Let's hear it.
Yeah, so we found out about this organization, Me to We, and they do camps that your son would probably love for a week in Arizona and also Canada. And you can do that, but during the year what this organization does is they go into Chicago public schools and they give for free all of the tools for fundraising, and they help with teachers, and all the kids have to earn tickets to this event called We Day, which is at the end of the year in April at Allstate Arena. They have all over the country. But for ours, I mean, Selena Gomez has headlined. There's always young celebrities that are really into making a difference. And so my daughter's, her school earned their tickets, and she did on her own this bake sale where she coded her own website. It's called Baking for Good, and she makes pies. She hawks these pies and brownies and lemon squares. I was really proud of her.
She did
really great.
The brownies were fantastic. They went right away.
And she made you cupcakes.
Yes, the cupcakes.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about these programs.
Okay, so
an article in the New York Times. And by the way, I follow you on Instagram, and I love when you travel all over the world and you take such artsy pictures. This is what I love about Instagram. You don't have to hear about politics. You don't have to hear about someone's life. It's just, you know, these great pictures. Oh, there's a picture of their family and you.
I kind of just want to art direct all day, truth be told. But,
right.
But I also like to write. So, yes, my article's in the New York Times today in the travel section. And one of the programs is called Apogee. And my daughter actually did this one. She's 12. And she went to Maine, and it was biking and hiking. She camped all week. And then they did some very light community service at a food pantry. And it was great. Six 12-year-olds.
There's parents listening right now that are driving back from Wisconsin or Michigan, you know, after spending a weekend with their kids. And there's like, I don't know if I can take the next step with my child and sending my child away. What would you tell them?
I think that it depends on the child's age. I mean, my husband started going to 8 weeks in camp at 9 years old. My daughter went at 10 years old for 2 weeks to camp. She liked it. She didn't love it. And she wanted to do this program for a week. And I think, you know, it really helps with independence.
Mm-hmm.
And it even helps even more if you go alone like she did. She'd know one person and she met this whole group of kids.
You're kidding. She didn't even go with a friend?
Nope. She went by herself. My older daughter did the next one, Rustic Pathway. She went to the Dominican Republic with a friend. And
You get nervous sending your kid outside the country?
I really don't. I mean, I feel that I want them to have a global perspective. I want them to be citizens of the world. I don't want them to have like a very kind of closed mind. I want them to see how fortunate they are, because a lot of these programs are in developing countries and you see a lot of poverty. You're not staying in a posh hotel. You're staying in bunks in a cabin. And it's really important to open your children's eyes to these types of things. I wouldn't send them with a program that I hadn't spoken to the people and really
done
investigated.
Your research, yeah.
Oh yeah, I did a ton. Rustic Pathways has been doing these trips for decades. So she loved it. The one that I wrote about was called Come With Nothing, Go Home Rich, which is more of a bare bones itinerary in Thailand. She's too young for that, I think. I think it's 17 is a good year for that.
You go
with $25 they give you, and they give you a backpack. You go to the market, you get all your essentials, and then you go out to the mountains and you help kids, and you're sleeping with these groups, these indigenous people.
You're kidding.
No. I mean, that's more hardcore than what my daughter did.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you got to teach your kids at a young age to give back. And, you know, here we have the luxury of having clean water everywhere we go, especially here in Chicago.
Right.
But you go to underprivileged country that you were talking about, clean water. They're looking for that on a daily basis.
Yeah, I mean, certain types of vegetables, it's plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, things we take for granted. So I think I would tell those parents, you know what? Everything's a risk, but you got to let your kids go at some point, and you're giving them a bird's eye view into reality. And I think it's great. And I should mention that all of the programs have financial aid and offer scholarships, which I think is really important.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so that's great. And then just one more I want to mention is Visions, which is they've been around for 30 years, and they only do Montana, and they go to Indian reservations, and they do 5 to 7 hours a day, 4 to 5 days a week. And they also do these incredible cultural experiences, like going into a sweat lodge and horseback riding, and you're working on these Indian reservations that have faced so much poverty and problems, mm-hmm. you know, over the years. So that's more of a hardcore one, but I really respect what they're doing.
It's interesting because I have that underlined Visions, because it's here in the United States, if people don't want to send their kids outside the country.
Yeah, and Apogee, the first one also, my daughter was in Maine, and they do a lot in Colorado and California, so you don't have to go outside the country.
And do you do a lot of charity work right now?
I do. I do. I do a lot. I mean, I donate to a ton of things, and I try to do as much as I can. A lot of cancer research, children's, Chicago Children's Choir,
right.
All of those types of things.
Well, kids see that, and, you know, you lead by example.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely so. Amy Terracacci in studio with us. You can check it out. Did you tweet that out, your article, and people can find it online or just?
Yes, from Amy Terracacci on Twitter.
Okay.
I tweeted it out, and I think I might have tagged you in WGN Radio.
Really? I'll retweet it during commercials.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, there. So it's there, and it's just a wonderful way to get your kids exposed, and there's still time this summer to sign kids up for things that are later in August.
Now, you are a travel expert. I'm going to take a break. We're going to talk about some things to do this summer, including camping, which I absolutely hate, but there's people listening out there that like to camp during the summertime, right?
What is wrong with them? No, I'm kidding. Yes.
And I went to Florida 2 weeks ago with my family, and I'm going to tell you about my wife's luggage, because you're all about carry-ons. You're all about the carry-ons, so
yeah.
We'll talk about that coming up next. It's 720 WGN. 720 WGN, Pete McMurray in the Allstate Skyline Studios. In studio with us, she is an author, travel expert, and if you pick up the New York Times today or follow it online, 5 summer programs for teens that teach empathy through community service. Amy Terracacci in studio with us. We were talking about, before the break, about camping.
Yes.
There's a lot of people that love camping. Camping to me is, I just can't relate. I don't like sleeping on the ground, peeing in the woods, but...
Yeah,
I have a best friend that camps every single year, and he'll leave for a week, and he'll sleep in a tent, and he just loves it.
Well, the good news is that you can commune with nature and not get soil under your nails and sleep on a moist ground, which I find revolting myself.
But that's why we get along.
Yes. But so I did a story last year for the Times on glamping. But it was glamping near the national parks. But I think that it's just so genius. I love it. But let me start with camping.
Okay.
So REI, we all know it as a retailer, but REI does some of the most amazing trips. And they do something called signature camping. And this I would do, because what happens is you go to Moab or you go to the Grand Canyon and you're doing a small group trip, and it's very physical, really active.
Right.
Then like you look away and magically a tent appears, and magically a small cot appears that you don't have to do yourself.
So they do it for you.
They set everything up using their gear, and then they've got you know, not a chef, but a cook that's doing all your food. So it's camping, but with like the, you know, the annoying factor.
Right.
Weeded out. So that I think is good.
God. I mean, that's fantastic.
Yeah. And then there's other places like, I haven't gone, but I have a lot of friends that I have to look down at. It's called Camp Wandawega in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. And this place, believe it or not, was a Latvian resort in the 1950s. This couple from Chicago bought it. It's only 90 miles from Chicago. It is super rustic cabins, but cool. And it's like Boy Scout blankets inside and little, antlers, no AC. See, very bare bones, but reveling in the bare bones of it. And then they've got these giant fire pits, and you can rent them on Airbnb. They're like $200. And I think that's a way. It's like camping light, L-I-T-E. Right?
Yes. What's the name of it again?
It's Camp Wandawega in Elkhorn, Wisconsin.
Elkhorn, Wisconsin.
Yeah. So that's really cool. And believe it or not, Dirty Dancing was filmed at a real place, and it's called Mountain Lake Lodge. It's in Appalachia.
What?
It's very, what was it called? It's very Kellerman style.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Mm-mm.
And you don't have to pee in the corner here either, because they've got bathrooms in the cabins.
Nice.
And it's really historic, and it's got bocce ball and archery and all of those family-type activities, and it's like $250 a night.
Wow.
So, you know, there are options out there where you can, it's like camp for adults.
Well, the glamping thing, if people don't know what glamping is, can you explain it?
Yeah, so glamping is glamorous camping. And what it is kind of the tents. You think about safaris in Africa. It's canvas tents, usually with a wooden platform. And inside, they have real beds. So they've got real beds. They've often got potbelly stoves, a chair inside. And some of them are super fancy, like Paws Up in Montana, where I've been in Greensboro, Montana, which is unbelievably luxurious, and they have a camp butler bringing you coffee in the morning. Geez. And then there's
a company.
All tricked out. Yeah, it's all tricked out. And then there's a company called Under Canvas that I'm a big fan of, and they've got glamp sites outside of Moab, Glacier, Grand Canyon, Mount Rushmore, and they're airy tents. They've got they can go from fancy to less fancy with a communal bathroom. They're like $200 a night, but you get your own food, you park your car close by,
right.
And then they've got all these communal activities. You can go hiking, or they have a concierge that can help you if you want to do zip lining or something more complicated.
See, that's half the struggle, is finding things to do on a schedule and making the food.
Right.
And putting up the tent and the cots and the whole deal.
Right.
If you have someone do that for you, it's a piece of cake.
I'm all about the REI option, which is, of course, the most expensive one. But
right.
There you have it.
We went to Florida 2 weeks ago, and you're all about the carry-on. You're going to be gone for a month on Tuesday, right?
Yes.
Doing research and writing articles for the New York Times.
Absolutely.
And you're going to bring a carry-on.
Yeah, so we've learned over the years, I do a month family trip with my two daughters and my husband, and we used to go with a massive amount of luggage, and we take trains and ferries and even helicopters we've taken in between.
Right.
And you cannot schlep this stuff. It is such a pain. But even before you get to that step, it's so frequent that luggage gets lost, and then you've got to wait for your luggage, so you're losing 45 minutes to an hour every time.
Right.
We just decided we're all going with carry-on. And I have to tell you, I packed already for the trip. I'm gone a month. I've got 15 standout looks because I have, like, a minimalist palette.
Yep.
I've got a wow necklace. I never have fewer than 20 bracelets on, so I've got that.
You got a lot
I've got
right
a
now.
Scarf.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got one pair of sneakers and three pairs of shoes, and that's it.
Well,
and I buy underwear along the way.
Since talking to you and Jane Monzuris, who's a very good friend of mine, I carry on everywhere I go now.
Yeah.
I never check my luggage. And we went to Florida for 5 days, and my 12-year-old son, Charlie McMurray, he had carry on, I had carry on, and then there was my wife.
Yeah.
Who had to bring 15 different outfits, and she only wore three.
Well, that's the thing with women. We love our options, and we're so proud of our wardrobes, but you've got to winnow it down. You don't need it all. If you can be a thoughtful packer and figure out how to wear one thing three or four different ways and change the way it looks with a scarf. I have a style background, but it just relieves you from so much stress.
My biggest concern is my shoes, because I wear a size 12. So if I bring running shoes, a pair of shoes to go out, that's four pairs of size 12 shoes in the carry-on.
Well, you're going to wear one pair. You put one pair in your suitcase, and then you can bring a backpack. I love the Swiss Army backpack. I got one for my husband.
I always carry a backpack.
Yeah.
Always.
Put your flip-flops in a bag in your backpack, and then you've got the thing in your seat.
I do the roll-up and put stuff in my shoes.
Ugh, that's gross.
What do you mean it's gross? Why is that gross? I thought that was ingenious. So I take my socks and my boxer briefs and my swimsuit and stuff them in my shoes. Why are you making that face? I thought that was fantastic. I should write an article for the New York Times.
I mean,
on a pack,
a less stinky way to go about
that. What if you put them in a plastic bag and stuffed them in your shoe? Huh?
You know what?
Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you that. The Ziploc could work.
Ziploc bag.
As long as it's not picking up the scent. But Eagle Creek packing aids are the best thing. They are super, super thin, and they make them in all sizes. And I roll my shirts up in one. I've got my socks, underwear, and bathing suit in another. And they go together like a puzzle inside the suitcase. So then when we get to the hotel, I just unpack those into a drawer.
Really?
I don't even unpack completely.
What's it called again? You tell me about this every
Eagle
time.
Eagle Creek packing aids.
Eagle Creek.
You can buy them online, or you can buy them at REI.
Okay.
They're amazing.
They're a game changer.
Yeah.
Yes. Can I just roll it up and put them in my gym shoes?
Oh. I mean,
I'm not putting a shirt
now
in there.
Have to,
your socks are going to go in your shoes anyway, so what's the big deal?
Whatever works for you, honey. Do it. I would say the one other thing that I don't know if your wife knows, but all women should know this, is that you should never, ever travel with full-sized grooming products. You should always get travel size. Sephora has a great selection. Target has a great selection. CVS has a great selection. And whenever you're at a department store throughout the year before you're traveling, stock up on sample-sized beauty products. Get a little baby La Mer cream. Get a Jo Malone sample perfume.
Jo Malone.
Never bring the full size. That is the biggest space eater, and you'll never use it all.
And
you know?
I encourage people to get the TSA pre-check, pay the $85 for 5 years so you can go in that line. And every time we go on a trip, it's like my wife forgets everything about going through security. She'll bring a water bottle and she'll take her items off. And I always tell her, I'm like, Sarah, put your stuff in your bag. You bring a bag, a carry-on bag, put your stuff in your bag. Don't put it in that little plastic thing. Well, guess what happened? Last time we were at O'Hare, she had a very expensive belt and she put it in one of those plastic containers and forgot it.
Yeah.
So when we flew back to O'Hare, she went to Lost and Found.
And she found it?
Have you ever been to Lost and Found
no.
at O'Hare?
No.
It's the size of your bathroom right off your kitchen. It's very small. And everything is in plastic bags.
Did she find it?
And it has the days.
Oh, my gosh.
And they pulled out a plastic bag, and they're like, here's your belt. Just give us the date. And she pulled out this big box, and they're very organized over there.
That's shocking.
I was shocked.
That is shocking.
Yeah.
That's shocking. Well, here's the thing. You have to be pretty strategic about what you wear on the plane. So even what I'm wearing on the flight, we're going to Ireland, whatever mm-hmm. I'm wearing has to work into everything else for the rest of the trip.
Sure.
And I never want to wear a belt or a lot of necklaces or bracelets or anything because I don't want the hassle of taking it off and potentially losing it.
Right.
So you just have to be strategic about it. But I have to give O'Hare another point. Those spas that they have now, those like the spas, they have these little spas. There's one right next to American Airlines. And I just was getting a headache from neck tension. And I went, I'm like 15 minute deep tissue. And you sit in this chair.
Seriously. When did they start this?
It's pretty new. I forgot what it's called. It's like Spa Away or something spa. And this woman took her elbow, wedged it into my back, and I was in heaven. I mean, it was totally reset everything.
How much is it for 15 minutes for a massage?
I think it was $28.
$28 for 15 minutes. I guess if you're going to fly and you got a neck ache, it's worth it.
Like, who needs to eat? Right? I loved it.
Amy Terakoch, follow her on Instagram. I love your Instagram pictures.
Thank you.
And you're going to be gone for a month, so I expect a lot of pictures.
Yes.
It's great to see you and check her out in the New York Times.
Thank you.
Have a good trip. It's 720 WGN.